The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, hello everyone, and welcome. And happy to be here with you, and I love coming down here in the morning. I live about 2 kilometers from IMC, and different times of the year I enjoy different parts of coming down here. And now it's the early morning light that's here, and the sun is beginning to show itself a little bit through these big windows we have in the room here, and I think you'll probably have the shadow play the wall again. So, at some point, as people continue meditation practice and continue doing Buddhist practice, or just continue with life experience, they'll have a significant experience of, maybe I shouldn't make it that dramatic, a noteworthy experience of letting go, of not holding on to something, putting down a burden. And it could be, you know, something as, you know, retiring and no longer carrying the burden of work. It could be finishing school, graduating from school, and no longer having to stay up late at night studying and having the anxiety of tests. There's many different things that we can kind of put down and we get relieved of. Sometimes we let go of them, sometimes they leave us. And we can experience something like a state of peace, a state of relief, a state of well-being, of emptiness, of kind of a delightful emptiness. Like now I'm free and no longer have this filling me. So for this meditation we're going to do, you might want to consider sometime in your life where you've experienced a degree of peace or calm or freedom or ease, to whatever degree that's accessible to you. It doesn't have to be dramatic. It could have been something mild that happened yesterday, or it could be some big event in the past, in your past. And then is there a way that that can be a reference for you for the meditation? Not that you have to attain it again, but rather is there a memory, or is there a, not so much a memory of the event, but a memory or a embodied memory of where that sense of peace was in you, or how it was, or the taste of it, the feel of it. Maybe that still lives in you someplace. Maybe there's something that you feel still to this day that is a remnant, is a little hint or trace of that experience. And if so, can you call on that as a way to support you in being present for your experience during this meditation? Almost as if that experience of ease or peace or letting go is a beacon or a guidepost here. This is the direction to go. As you're present with your experience here, this is the way to be with being mindful, like this. So sitting upright in an alert, comfortable posture. And gently closing your eyes. And to settle in to this spot here and now. To remember that to really go into this practice, it's to realize that the mind and body are being brought together so that they're cooperating in harmony here at this moment, now, in this place. The mind, it's mostly a task of the mind coming here in the same place as the body. When the mind and body are cooperating or connected in the same place at the same time, then the Dharma can begin opening up for us. Gently taking a few long, slow, deep breaths, as deep as is comfortable for you. And on the exhale, relax and let go. Softening your body as you exhale. Preparing your body to relax as you inhale. And then to gently return your breathing to normal. And as you exhale, relax your body some more. Go through different parts of your body, wherever there's holding. See if you can soften the holding. All an exercise that brings the mind into the body, engaging the body. And then bring to mind a recent or distant memory where you let go or you relieved of something that was agitating or difficult. And in it going, you experienced some peace, some ease, some freedom, some calmness. And remembering that experience in your body, how did the body feel in the body for you to be at ease, peaceful? What do you remember what it was like in the mind? Maybe in the next few exhales, continue to let go, relax your body as you exhale, but relax into the feeling or the memory feeling of that state of peace, ease, relaxation. And maybe on the inhale, if there's any feeling in your body, in your mind of that experience, on your inhale, see if you can let it spread and grow. On the exhale, settling into it more. And might there be a way that a memory or leftover feeling of peace might guide your mindfulness, instruct you in how to be present for your breathing, letting your mindfulness be based on some peaceful orientation, some peaceful way of being. And even if you're agitated, the mindfulness, the awareness itself of the agitation can be peaceful. Letting peacefulness be a guide, a support for being present, attentive, here and now, one breath at a time. And as you meditate, perhaps the near goal of the meditation, just a moment or two away, is to be present, to be a little bit more peaceful, to be present to touch into the aspect of the present moment where there is peace. Peaceful attention to breathing. remember the place where there's peace. Even in the midst of agitation. And as we come to the end of this sitting, there are times where some modicum of peace or letting go can allow ourselves to be ourselves. We let go, we shed the ways that we are put on a mask or not quite honest or doing things which are not really who we are. And sometimes meditation is a homecoming to ourselves. And when we have some reference to peace and being peaceful, our peaceful attention of others is a way that we allow them to be themselves. Allow them to just be and relax and maybe even come home to themselves. May it be that whatever calm and peace and understanding we have from this practice, may it support us in our goodwill for others, so that we bring a generosity, a kindness, a goodwill for the welfare and happiness of those we meet, and a friendly, peaceful presence that allows them to feel and sense who they are in some deeper way. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be free.